Mardi Gras takes place this Saturday in DeKalb. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more on this campus and community celebration of the arts.
Dana Stover is one of the organizers of Mardi Gras. She says the idea for a celebration that would include everyone in the DeKalb area began at a student art reception that she and her husband, NIU President Doug Baker, held at their home last year.
Many of the art faculty came along with students, and Billy Giese, one of the art faculty, was there. And she and I started brainstorming about how to take this to an even bigger level than what we had at our residence.
Giese says the inspiration for Mardi Gras was the result of a confluence of her meeting with Stover, but also Baker and other university officials. Giese says they all saw a need for a way to bring the university community and the city of DeKalb together, and they felt the two were ripe for such an event.
Art is one of the great things that we do on campus that no one ever hears about. I think the community really wants to participate with us, and we want to meet them and share what we do.
DeKalb Mayor John Ray says an event like Mardi Gras has been on his radar for some time.
I think it can transcend perspectives from each side of the area in order to focus on visual art, performing art. It really brings together minds from the two different realms, from the town and the gown communities, into one celebratory atmosphere.
Stover wants people to know this event isn't just for professional or academic artists.
We would love young kids to come out with their dogs and decorate their dogs or their bicycles or anyone who just wants to express themselves in a creative way through dance or silly instruments, kazoos. So it really is for everyone.
Stover and Giese say everyone is welcome to follow the parade from downtown to campus. There will be exhibits showing at several galleries on campus and off, including the NIU president's residence, with shuttles to take people to the different venues. There will also be music from the NIU Ukulele Ensemble and Community School of the Arts Steel Band. Giese says she's pleased with what the organizers of Mardi Gras have managed to accomplish.
I think it's a nice balance between seeing student work and hearing music done by community members. I think that's a real beautiful start to a first-year event.
Stover says she wants people to have a good time, but she also notes Mardi Gras, like other festivals in the area, is about that and more. And that's what she wants people to take from the event.
A feeling of fun, of spirit, of we're all part of this wonderful community. Strong communities have a creative, fun side.
Ray agrees. He says too often people in the university and the town see each other as problems to be solved. But he says both contribute to making the area an attractive place to work and live, and this event helps highlight that fact.
Mardi Gras gives us an opportunity to focus on a common objective of celebrating the quality of life that we enjoy across both communities.
I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.